بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of adab, of manners, of akhlaq, before we approach knowledge, before we approach the learning of Islam, I want to continue with what the advice of Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullah alayh that we have been dealing with. He mentioned five things. He said, when you are present, you are not known. When you are absent, you are not missed. When you are seen, your advice is not sought. When you do say something, what you say is not accepted. And when you have some knowledge, you are not given anything for it. There's no reward for you for sharing that knowledge. Now, the important thing to understand here is that all of these point to one thing, which is humility. The most important thing, and sadly, perhaps the thing that is missing the most from our character, is humility. What social media has done for us is it has magnified and it has inflated our opinion about ourselves. It's like a balloon, so it's pumped us full of air, and all it needs is one pinprick to let it all out. So we think of ourselves as bigger and more glorious and more important and so on and so forth than we really are. And this whole philosophy is aided and abetted, and it's fed in our schooling system, in the way we raise children, where we keep talking about their self-image and self-esteem and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not against that. Obviously, people have self-esteem. They should have self-esteem. And I'm not suggesting that you should insult people. But at the same time, if my self-esteem is unrealistic, if I think that I am more important and I am more critical to mankind than I really am, then there is a big problem with that. And that is what I think is happening to a lot of us today. And may Allah forgive us and protect us from ourselves. This seems to happen even more to those who come into Islam and who study Islam. The little bit of knowledge that we have, the fact that you know a bit of Quran, the fact that you know some hadith and so on, seems to give us an inflated sense of self-importance, and it is lethal, it is horrible, it is terrible. Now, that's why Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayhi, I want to share with you what he said. Shaykh Albani in Silsila Al-Huda wa Noor, he said, the truth is heavy. He said, the truth is heavy. So do not make it heavier with your bad manners, with the way you express it. The truth is heavy. By itself it is heavy. The truth is heavy. So do not make it heavier with your bad manners. And he continued and said, I used to believe that the main problem in the Ummah is Aqeedah. He said, I used to believe that the main problem in the Ummah is Aqeedah. But it became clear to me that it is Aqeedah and Akhlaq. It is Aqeedah and manners. I mean, this is a beautiful quote. I repeat, Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayh, Nasiruddin Albani rahmatullah alayh, he said, the truth is heavy, so do not make it heavier with your bad manners. I used to believe that the main problem in the Ummah is Aqeedah, but it became clear to me that it is Aqeedah and Akhlaq, Aqeedah and manners. And this is in the book Silsila Al-Huda wa Noor. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us understand the importance of akhlaq. The issue is that we sometimes confuse when we talk about akhlaq, and you talk to people about the way you present something. People say, no, but I'm speaking the truth. Of course you're speaking the truth. But the problem is that if you present that truth in a way which is repulsive, a way which is which is not conducive to the listener, then that truth will get rejected. People will get caught up in your manner, your way of presenting the truth, and they will not look at the truth itself. Now, therefore, the question to ask ourselves is, am I interested in projecting myself, Or am I interested in projecting the truth? Am I interested in winning an argument? Or am I interested in winning a heart? The two are not the same. Winning an argument is one thing. Winning heart is something else. Now, this is very important for us to keep in mind, because otherwise, you know, we get confused. So we start thinking that our job is to argue and to beat somebody down in order to so-called prove to them that you are right. Believe me, even if you end up so-called proving to them, nothing will be achieved, because they will not accept what you have to say because of the way it is being said. My brothers and sisters, there are so many beautiful examples of this. One of the very beautiful examples of this is that Hasan ibn Ali, radiallahu anhuma, the older son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he observed a man, an elderly man, making wudu, and he saw that the man was doing it wrong. So now here is wudu, which is ibadah, which is the conditional ibadah for the next, which is salah. So if your wudu is not correct, your salah is not accepted. Here is this elderly man, and Hasan bin Ali radiallahu anhu was a young boy or young man at the time. So how do you teach him? How do I teach this old man how to do wudu? Now the old man knows who Hasan ibn Ali is, radiallahu anhu. So Hasan ibn Ali could have said to him, I mean, he didn't have to go and, you know, abuse him or anything. He didn't have to tell him, for example, what kind of a stupid man are you? You are so old, you don't even know this. He doesn't have to say all that. All he needed to say was, excuse me, you are doing it wrong. Let me teach you. He could have said that. That would have been the normal way, but even that would have been hard. Because here is this young boy teaching me, and I'm an old man, I'm an elderly man, he's trying to teach me how to do wudu. Maybe even that would have been harsh, would have been hard for that man to accept. So what did Hasan ibn Ali do, radiallahu anhu, what did he do? He went and sat next to the man and he started doing wudu. Now, wallahu alam, maybe he already had wudu, but he wanted to teach this man the right way. He didn't say anything to the man. He didn't tell him you are wrong. He didn't say anything. He just went and sat next to the man and he started doing wudu. The man is obviously observing him, because here is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is doing wudu. He is sitting next to me. So the automatic thing, the eye travels, and the man is watching him do wudu. And obviously the man realized that, oh wow, I mean, this is how wudu is done. I was doing it wrong, right? Now, without one word being said, Hasan bin Ali radiallahu anhuma was able to teach this elderly man, who was old enough to be his father, maybe older, how to do wudu. And he did that in this beautiful way without offending the man or saying anything to him. Now, this is the meaning of manners. This is the way that Islam teaches us of how to express ourselves. And I gave you an example of correcting somebody, because that is usually the most difficult thing. I mean, other things in manners are easier, but correcting somebody is more difficult, because people don't like to be corrected, and so on and so forth. A lot of times, as I mentioned earlier, our approach is more hard, more harsh, where we just point a finger and say, you are wrong, this is wrong, what you're doing is haram, this is bid'ah, leave that, or you will burn in the hellfire. My point is, all of that may be correct. I'm not disputing the correctness or veracity of what you're saying. I'm only speaking about the way it is presented. Believe me, these are hard lessons to learn. I also learned them the hard way, and I'm saying it to you. Please understand this and learn it. Don't make the mistakes that other people make, or some mistakes which I made. May Allah forgive me. Because that is what breaks hearts, and that is what your message may be understood at the head level, but the person doesn't want to see your face after that. So never argue, never debate with anybody. Present yourself, present your work, present your deen in the most beautiful and the most appealing manner possible. I mean, that is the thing to do. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the power to reach the hearts of people. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.